this is Georgina Rowland for Ben's reference. Okay, so just catch us up on what your theme is, what you're exploring specifically, perhaps within your theme, your discipline, and where you're at now.
Themes, conservation, looking further into like endangered birds, mediums and like specialism, printing.
Cool.
And I'm just doing examples and like.
I think you're bang on with your idea. Mm-hmm. Bang on with thinking. What are we going to do with these beautiful prints, or printing?
I really like interior, which is what I did last time. So
great idea.
Look further into that.
So should we sort of lay the gauntlet down and say we're going to make some textile design, make some fabrics, to possibly cover
chairs,
cushions.
Yeah.
Love.
Wow. Right. Thank you, George. We can talk some more. Like, you're a first year. This is your final major project. You've specialised in print. You're quite confident with your specialism, as in that's where your strength is. You clearly have done some sketchbook work. You're backing it up. This is super cute.
It's gorgeous.
Let's see if we can bring in some other angles to this, like for endangered birds, like the dodo.
What birds have you done? Endangered.
Kiwis, flamingos, but they're not really endangered, but like kakapos, pink pigeon, which I saw at the zoo. I'm trying to think of what other ones I put on.
Golden eagle, I'm sure. The American golden eagle is probably endangered. So what I'm thinking is maybe we specialise on rare or endangered species that are connected to you and your heritage, or Jersey.
Yeah.
Like the puffin.
Yeah, I was thinking of that one. But
what do you think?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I think we've got the idea, so let's bring it in tighter. Why don't we go for at this point two kind of ranges? Local habitat, endangered local bird habitat, and maybe something a bit more exotic, like kiwi.
Yeah, because I'm loving this.
I am as well. Why don't we just carry on playing with prints, repeating prints, trying prints, and then we just end up moving towards some textiles.
Yep.
Maybe some wallpaper for you.
So have you looked at any sort of like repeat pattern wallpaper designers or?
No.
I think that's the next angle then.
Yeah.
For research.
That's
brilliant. George, this isn't a test,
by the way. No, no.
This is just literally you're sat with four adults that are basically throwing an idea about.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I think some of them are a bit wet, the purple ones.
Sticky. Yes, they are.
Whatever you do, don't be intimidated. This is just for us to make sure you're happy.
And that if we spot the gaps now, we've got plenty of time to fix it, So that's definitely the first thing that you should be doing, is kind of looking at some of the formalities of pattern on a bigger scale.
Yes.
Yeah, understanding things like tessellation, which you're starting to do here, knowingly or unknowingly, you're working out how these little motifs can start repeating in a particular way.
I used to
way.
Love tessellation.
Oh my god, what a natural vibe! Bring that in.
But it'd be lovely to see like a page in here where it's like about the theories of and the formalities of tessellation, how that kind of works. Finding some wallpaper or interior fabric designery type people that you really enjoy what it is that they do, and then starting to take some influence, thinking about the colours that you're using, maybe, so that they're really specific to the bird and to the message that you're trying to communicate, is really what I'd encourage you to do. No more black. No more black. If you're thinking about pattern for interiors, let's have some more joy.
Yes.
Yeah.
No more black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, when we looked at, there was a particular print that you really, really liked, that you took a lot of inspiration from at the beginning. Can you remember? It had the pink background,
like the toothpaste.
it had like little loads of motifs on it. I think it was
on
the
that
concept
one
board.
That's an unresponsive.
That's a response.
Yeah,
to
I know.
It.
I'm trying to. I put it in here somewhere. It is here. I might be trying to put it on this way. It is here somewhere. It's folded somewhere, so it is.
It's been concertinaed so yeah well that you cannot find it. Ah!
There we go.
Okay. And whilst this is really cool, I don't think it's necessarily entirely appropriate for interior pattern-based stuff. It will appeal to a really small group,
audience, is what I'm thinking.
Definitely taking inspiration from like the colours and this idea of sort of like layering and having quite a busy pattern.
Yeah.
That's what you should take away from this. Not necessarily maybe the style of what the imagery looks like. Think definitely the local angle and then the more exotic angle is a good thing to do. Because then you can like, think, well, maybe one becomes a lampshade, one becomes wallpaper. Yeah. So you create like a little installation of a room with all your different patterns.
It's kind of where I can see you as well.
But certainly go back a little bit in terms of the colours that you're using. Have a look through these books. See if things appeal to you.
George, you'll like this book. This is all designers that do wallpaper and clothes wear and every single different one. So go through this with a fine tooth comb, pigeon.
What we've done in the past for students, we've still got it there. So we've got like the giant printer, one of the second years, a long time ago, produce like a repeat pattern. Yeah. So we can actually produce sort of like wallpaper kind of scale prints. Yeah. If you wanted to make them analog to begin with, then we can digitize them so that you can create a repeat really quickly. So you then have your separate printed components that we can then play about with a lot more efficiently once they're digitized, change the color of them, add filters to them, layer up with digital drawing if that's your bag as well, you know, so you can make some really complicated designs quite quickly.
Love it. Well, that's it. You're easy, George, because this is what I mean. So some of you guys overthink stuff. It needs to be more, no, it doesn't. A simple idea, execution executed to a high standard is really powerful. And I think at this point, let's just stay in this domain. So I think if we were going to create some tasks off this, definitely looking at things like tessellation. And if you love that, go back to that. Look at like Escher for a bit of artist research to bring in there. He's, do you know the artist at all? He's the one that does the stairwell that
I've heard
from Squid Game. The stairs was inspired by M.C. Escher's
drawings. You know, like it's like pictures that go on perpetual imagery, like trick of the trick
optical
of the eye.
Optical illusion.
So definitely tessellate. Looking at some of the species, the rare species jersey, like the puffin, the like you know the
puffin
rarer
dodo.
Ones.
Yeah.
And doing it, do a dodo. You could do one that's already extinct.
Yeah.
One that's ready to leave the planet, and one that's ready to leave locally. So it's kind of like.
And you could look at sort of birds and interiors, like the flying ducks.
Yes. Consider different interior movements, like chinoiserie, where you have like birds and. Things they're just the style movements, not too much, just enough to be like, oh, there's an interior style that uses birds. This is what fits into this trend, because what we'd like for the second year, if this is your specialism, is to get you into that interior design mind. Oh, that's shabby chic. Oh, that's modern. You know, modernism.
Global
you know, that's
traveler, minimalism,
and all of that. So I can't carry on with the linos for now. I think what would be a good idea, as Chantal said, is to move from the black. Not necessarily lino cutting different colour inks. You can start off with your lino cuts in black and white, but then trace. You can create, you can just put these singular images down and start tracing them onto a bigger sheet with other motifs and linking them together and creating repeats.
Then
colouring them in. and, you know, starting to move away from the lino cut. Like, I think we should
or doing lino cutting, but like making layered lino cuts.
Yes.
So this whole shape is like printed one, and then you let it dry, and then you've got a line work lino, print that over the top.
Yes.
So you're starting to make the process go on that little extra step. Yeah.
And look into the process of woodcut, and especially like woodcut wallpaper.
Yeah.
You know, like hand printed wallpaper.
Block printing.
Block printing, yeah. So William Morris will be another good one. This is all on here for you. And just keep designing. I think Chantal's absolutely right with your colour. Your colour palette's a little bit bonkers. As in, it's a little bit like
orange and purple.
There was orange and purple green. You know, it's like it's almost like that was there and I'm in a rush.
Yeah.
You know, you're not, I'm going to colour mix. You know, I'm going to make a pinky flamingo pink.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to make a, I'm going to exaggerate the kiwi colour and brighten it up, you know. So it's just sort of going back, getting some palettes. A really good app is the Pantone app. Have you ever seen that?
No.
So I'm going to just quickly show you. Have you ever heard of Pantone?
Yeah.
Sorry, Pantone. That's a food. So this is Pantone. So you can download this app for free. And then what you can do is it will give you images and it will give you the colour chips to your image.
Okay.
It will give you the colour codes. Have you two ever seen that?
Yeah, I have. Yeah,
like,
I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was one of them.
But do you have
shop.
A look through these books? Yeah. Pull out some particular designers that you like.
Yeah.
On your
either
own photo.
Yes.
Like the imagery that they're creating, or maybe the techniques that they're using to create the work. And try and investigate, like, YouTube tutorials. Abundant YouTube tutorials about sort of different lino printing techniques. And methods, which you might even
moved
think
it over, like I'd been like,
ink is still glitter,
I've been like,
still wet,
one of the
glitter.
Purple ones, like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, minor
yes.
open up your experiments,
yeah,
take them on that next level.
Okay.
And then I think once we've got some designs and some fabrics and some prints, we can then start thinking, right, that would look good on a chair, that would look good as a wallpaper, that would look good as a chair, and we'll build your exhibition piece as we go along.
Have you got any action? You guys went to the zoo, right? Did you get photographs of the flamingos and stuff?
I'm not sure they're in my sketchbook though, but I did get photos.
You need to make a contact sheet of them.
Sure, how to make one.
No, I've made a printout of how to make a contact sheet. It's in the computer room downstairs by the printer. It's just it's really simple steps.
Yeah, so it's just a way of when you go to print, it's a print option, and it offers you contact sheet
on Photoshop.
And then on iPhoto, you can just select them all, press print, and then it gives you the option of a contact sheet, and it just puts it straight into a contact sheet.
Yeah, because, I mean, you could be tracing from your photographs and then transferring them on to lino.
Yeah.
Because
I think some of your drawings and your responses are more childlike, and that's not an immaturity in your techniques, but they've got a childlike quality. So you could be like, well, I'm going to design for a children's bedroom instead.
Yeah.
I'm good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've got to make
Justify.
A decision on which way you're going to go.
Oh,
and,
right,
you know, you've gone quite, you know, you've, you know, like, these are all cute. You know, like, if I was in a kid's bedroom, you know, or...
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, it's an owl, it's a thingy.
You can't imagine, like, somebody in their 50s or 60s, like a professional person with this as wallpaper.
Yeah.
So you need to think about your audience, who you're designing this for.
Yeah.
So if you want to stay with this style, then I would definitely think we're going to make it maybe a children's interior.
Yeah.
Where you can have loads of fun.
Yeah.
And that's quite joyous, isn't it?
Designing for kids is really fun.
And no black, unless it's like, you know, fun outline.
Mm-hmm.
And these all are really suiting that to me. And it could be educational for kids.
Yeah, it should
be.
You could even do it, look, if you really want it to be educational, George, you could just do studies on birds and do them all different, every single different species you can muster for the child.
Yeah.
You know, like, and educate them with their little name under of what bird it is.
Yeah. That's like simplest of simple. It's just that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. That's.
But I love it.
Yeah.
I love it as well, and it could look like terrific as a fart is in your show.
Yeah.
especially if you can bring some designs in time. And if you have got some money or funding or something, you could get some fabric printed.
You need to factor that into time.
You could get that printed and then come down and then you could upholster.
Because you made Christmas last
week. Yeah, I did. I brought those.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello.
We wrap this up.
I think we just need to go away and make a little bit of a to-do list off the back of what's been written here, off the back of this conversation. Revisit this conversation once it's been uploaded. Keep it really simple, really sleek, and just focus on developing your printing skills. Consider what I've said about sort of like a layered approach to your prints. Just try it, even if it's just with the little kiwi, just so you can get a bit of a grasp on how to create multiple layered prints. Have a look at your books, pull out some designers, investigate tessellation so that you can start mapping out how your patterns might look on a bigger scale.
Cool.
Fabulous.
Good.
Thank you.